Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast coach, co-host of the Passage to Profit show, and chief marketing officer at Gearhart Law.
Do you even like know who you are sometimes when you wake up in the morning? Well, today we're coming at it from all sides, from rock music to company growth experts to really good booze. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
And now we're on to the booze part of the show. Gigi Mervis with DeSolis Mezcal is going to tell us all about her wonderful alcoholic product. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I am the founder of DeSolis Mezcal. We are made from the Salmiana agave. So most mezcal that you see on the market is made from espadine, which is a sharper mezcal, a sharper agave, and it's usually from Oaxaca. We're made in San Luis Potosi. So it's a different area of Mexico. It's actually known to make mezcal that's more fresh and earthy and not smoky. So that's really what makes us different. We're not smoky. We're very like herbaceous, and I would say we're really fresh. And I think people don't realize that mezcal doesn't have to be smoky. So that really is what makes us different. And I really fell in love with mezcal 10 years ago, going to Mexico a lot with my first company. I had started a tequila coconut water company when I was in college. And, you know, my family's not in the industry, didn't know much about alcohol, but I had been going to Mexico a lot to start this company. And this woman that I had met very serendipitously was helping me with everything. And she had also recently started her distillery. So she became my mentor. Anyways, I was going to Mexico a lot and drinking a lot of different mezcals, especially in Mexico City. And it was funny because all these bars would have mezcal and not tequila. They were all delicious and not super smoky. And like some of them were like fresh and floral. Some of them were like bacony. And then I'd come back into the U.S.
Wow.
I'd come back into the U.S. and there was, you know, just Vida and Illegal. They were super smoky. And I fell in love with understanding the different types of mezcal at the time. And with this is my second project now. And I had exited the first, and the woman who was my mentor, her family makes this mezcal from San Luis Potosi, which is from the Salmiana agave. And she had me taste it, and I was like, this is so delicious and different. Like, there is really nothing in the U.S. that tastes like this mezcal. And so I decided to bottle it. At first, it was a passion project, but I think the reaction was so great that I decided to fully go in it again. I told myself in the beginning, I'm never doing this industry again. This is the hardest industry, but you can't leave it once you're in it. So,
Well, beverage industry, it's tough. It's like super competitive, but
yeah.
Are there a lot of mezcals out there, or what's the competitive landscape like?
So it's interesting. I think there's a lot more coming out now, right? It's very much a growing part of the alcohol industry more than any other area, actually. I don't know if that's exactly the truth now. I don't know the statistics in this year. But
ChatGPT may lie to you. So don't rely on
that. But compared to other categories, it's still fairly small, mostly because it's hard to make mezcal. It's hard to get to different areas. And I think the consumer is learning now, but people assume that mezcal is smoky. And I think it is the smoky tequila.
Like tequila, right?
Can you explain the difference? I remember learning it once and I forgot. And all tequilas are mezcals, but not all mezcal is tequila, the other way around, something like that. I forgot what the actual delineation is.
So the best way to understand it is there's about 50 agaves that grow all over Mexico. One of them is the Blue Weber agave, and that grows in tequila. So, you know, when you see tequila, it has 100% Blue Weber agave. Then there's all these other agave types that grow in other parts of Mexico, and that's mezcal. So they're just a different type of agave. They're a different region. They're a different plant. And it's sort of like wine.
So how are you marketing this then? Are you, like, obviously you're coming on radio shows. But it seems like there's a lot of alcohol out there, and I do see alcohol ads and everything. So what is your strategy for marketing this?
From the very start, my strategy has always been with the trade and the kind of behind the bar. So it was very, very important for me that the trade respected the product, which means the bartenders, you know, the servers, the people who really, the mixologists that know agaves and know. So in the beginning, and I would say that's kind of how we first started marketing, is really reaching those people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's been still, that's my focus, is really making sure that it's kind of behind the bar, it's something that is recommended. And I think that's your biggest marketing person, is the bartender. Obviously, social media is another thing. But I think still with alcohol, I think if you're at a bar and the bartender recommends you something to try that you can try right away, I think that is still your best way to market.
What about the learning curve that it's not smoky? You have to come up with recipes for the bartenders so they understand how to highlight the herbaciousness of this one?
Well, funny enough, most bartenders that are familiar with mezcal are like, oh, they like that it's a different type of mezcal. But also, you can make a lot more cocktails with this than you can with a super smoky mezcal, where a lot of times they're diluting it with tequila so it's not as smoky, or they're diluting it with a lot of sugar to make it balance. With Disolas, you actually, you want to taste it, you want to elevate it, and you can substitute it for a lot of gin cocktails, which is interesting. So wow. I'm not really competing for the mezcal cocktail, because you can have another mezcal cocktail, it would taste totally different, for example, than with Disolas, where you can add a fresher cocktail with it.
So what's your favorite Disolas cocktail, or do you like it neat?
I love it neat on the rocks, but my favorite is a Negroni, because I'm a Negroni person. I love Negronis. So Disolas in a Negroni is the best drink. No, but also, I mean, having it with like cucumber and ginger and things like that, fresh ingredients, you don't need so much, and it's so easy to make.
What is it? I mean, does it taste like tequila?
I think tequila has become more bland over time. Bland and vanilla, right? That's been the kind of, I don't know if you're familiar with all the marketing around tequila. Right now, people are really against the whole vanilla additive. But mezcal is complicated. It has a lot of layers because of how it's made. I forgot this one important part, the difference between mezcal and tequila, by the way, is that with mezcal, you roast the agave before you distill. With tequila, you don't, which is why you get variation of flavor and you get the smokiness with mezcal.
Makes sense.
So most mezcal is roasted underneath the ground, and they kind of roast it in these underneath with and put like dirt on, and then they fire it up. And we roast above ground, so it's actually we don't cover it with dirt, so you get the actual flavor of the agave, and the smoke is in the background.
Do you do silver and raspados as well, or
so we just launched, like 2 weeks ago, the Reposado, which is a 6 month aged Salmiana agave Reposado, and it's the first ever aged Salmiana agave, which is actually cool in the industry because there's not really that many firsts, and it's really, really delicious. Really, it's something super special. The bottle is different. I worked on it for 3 years with the designer in Mexico. Me and her really like collaborate on a lot of the design, and yeah, we just launched that. So
can people buy this from your website?
Or you do can they buy it directly from the website. It's the easiest way.
Disolas, and what is the website again?
DisolasMezcal.com.
Can you spell that?
DesolasMezcal, Mezcal, MEZCAL.com.
And what's your most popular seller on your website?
We just launched the Reposado, so the Blanco. But we also are launching, as of December 1, the Añejo, which is 32 months aged in barrels. And it's almost like a whiskey because it's a barrel program. We have barrel 1 and barrel 2. We really only have like 300 bottles, and that's all we're making. So it's very cool. It's something that we like, kind of a test project that was like, wow, this is really delicious. And it gets you really, that one's like 56 proof. So it's very strong.
Wow.
So what childhood experience did you have that brought you to this point?
I was supposed to be a doctor. I went to college. I was supposed to be pre-med. And I had this idea in college to do the first company. But, you know, my parents are extremely fun. Like, they are more fun than I am. I grew up in a household where they had parties a lot, and they like love to have dinner parties. But what drew me, because of that, I think I love entertaining. I love bringing people together. And I think bringing people together has been my passion. And this allows me to do that, which is why I keep gravitating towards this industry, because it gives you so many different paths to do something and to market. And I don't know, even just get people together. And that's fun for me.
And we're speaking with Gigi Mervis with Disolas Mezcal. Sounds like a really interesting drink, and it sounds like it'd be really good for the holidays.
It would be great for the holidays. It's a great gift, by the way, especially for the person who likes tequila that says, oh, like, I don't like mezcal. It's too smoky. 9 out of 10 times, that person will like Disolas. And that is, like, 100%, I'm telling you. I love, I'm very general. I always generalize and make fake statistics. But no, I'm just kidding. But, yeah. But they do.
That's really great. And then, so what are the future plans for your company? Where would you like to see it go?
We'd like to sell more cases, like every product entrepreneur. But I think we want to keep expanding. We're now in 8 states and Canada. We're going to be expanding into Costa Rica. I want to see the Reposado and the Añejo really, like, you know, I want people to try that. I think that's next year is my goal, is I want more and more people to try that because it's really delicious and a lot of love has been put into it.
Yeah.
You want a bottle? Yeah, so we're all going to go on your website.
Can I ask another question? A friend of mine started a vodka company. I thought it was a great idea. It was called Dirty Vodka. It tasted like olive, so it was good for making martinis. And his biggest problem was getting shelf space at the popular bars and the popular restaurants because they're all limited shelf space. So how are you getting your bottle to be featured on top shelf when it's such a limited thing that you get that space?
So the vodka category is so difficult. Let's start there. I would never start a vodka company just because there's really not that much opportunity. Mm-hmm. Even if you have these flavored vodkas, it's just difficult. So agreed with the shelf space. I think with mezcal, there's still opportunity. That's one, because it's not as, you know, we live in New York City, but all over the U.S., people still are learning what mezcal is, which is good. Of course, it's, you know, bad in certain ways, but it's good because you get the opportunity to educate. And two, I think it's relationships. So I've been doing this now for 13 years and I know the industry. I think being in the industry, I've worked in every part of it as well. I've, you know, sold, worked with a distributor, worked with a supplier, you know, all the different elements. I think the relationships are the most important. And then if you have a quality product that people want to buy again, which is one of the hardest things, is once you're in like a liquor store, for example, the fact you can get it in there, but is it going to sell through? Yeah. That is the hardest part. It's not just getting it in. If you have a good product and you kind of put the right support around it, it does sell through.
That's great. And where can people find you again?
They can find me in 8 states, California, Georgia, Texas, Florida, New York, New Jersey, Colorado, Tennessee.
And on your website?
Our website's, again, the easiest way to get it right now. In Florida, we're in like all the Total Wines and ABCs.
We would encourage everybody to go out and get some mezcal for the holidays.
Well, I could put some in your Christmas stocking.
You could. We were talking before the program. I have a bottle that I brought back from Mexico that's been sitting in the liquor cabinet for a long time.
We should get Gigi's and do a taste test. That'd be fun.
Well, this stuff is so old, I'm not even sure that it's safe to drink. So I think it's better now just
we'll
as
get
a conversation
it fresh.
Piece.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S.
In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse, Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.